情况相比呢，更多的人开始讨论了。
As we were saying, the hardest thing for me to do when I was poor, when I had no money, the hardest thing for me to do was sit down with my accountant and my attorney and discuss my money problems. But if I had not done that, I would not be rich today because they told me what I did wrong.
我跟你们我已经讲过了，在我穷的时候，最艰难的一件事情就是坐下来和我的会计师和我的律师来讨论我所面临的金钱问题。但是如果我当时没有跟他们进行讨论的话，我永远也不会变富，因为是他们告诉我我哪里做的不对。
So lesson number two is the most important lesson I think from Rich Dad Poor Dad.
所以教育第二，富爸爸穷爸爸书中教育第二，我认为是最重要的一部分教育。
Lesson number two is the importance of being financially literate, how you read a financial statement.
就是你如何能够看懂一个财务报表，你如何能够获得财务上的知识，最基本的知识。
Okay, this here is starting at 9 years old, my rich dad began to show me, this here is income, this is expense, this is assets, and this is liability.
从九岁开始呢，我的富爸爸就会告诉我，这部分是你的收入，这部分是你的支出，这儿是你的资产，这儿是你的负债。
The reason in America and in this country why people are poor is because, again, it goes back to not understanding the words or financial literacy. And the average person, especially in America, who doesn't have this education, thinks they call their house an asset. For example, my poor dad always said our house is an asset.
在美国，在中国都是一样。那些穷人呢，他们不了解财务方面最基础的知识，他们认为他们的资产其实是负债。就像我的穷爸爸一直说，我们家的房子是我们的资产。
And my rich dad said, if you could read, if you could be financially literate, you would see that your house is not an asset.House is actually a liability for most people.
而我的富爸爸则说，如果你粗通财务知识的话，你就会知道，对大多数人来讲，他们的房子不是资产，而是负债。
So my rich dad said the most important word in business is this word here. The word was cash flow.
对于我的富爸爸来讲呢，他认为最重要的一个词就是现金流，现金流量。
My rich dad said an asset will cash flow money into your pocket regardless if you work or not.
我的富爸爸跟我说，资产就是那种不管你工作还是不工作，都能够让钱进入你的钱包的东西。
And my rich dad said a liability will take money out of your pocket whether you work or not.
同时呢，他也说，负债就是那种不管你工作还是不工作，都让钱从你的钱包里溜走的东西。
So the problem happens in accounting that most people cannot tell the difference in assets and liabilities. That's the problem.
所以呢，问题的关键就是大多数的人在做会计的时候都不能够区分资产和负债。
So I will give you an example. Let's say I buy a house or a flat and I rent it out to somebody.And the income is more than my expenses, then the house is an asset.
我跟大家举一个例子，如果我先租一个房子，然后再把它转租给别人，因此带来的收入大过我的支出的话，这就是一个资产。
But if the person stops paying me rent or breaks the place up, I need to fix it, and it's costing me money, that same house then becomes a liability.
如果同样是这个房客，他没有付给我钱，或者是他把这个屋子弄坏了，需要我去修理的话，这个就变成了我的负债，因为我得花钱。
So the point here is a house can be an asset or a liability, depending on if the cash comes into your pocket or if the cash goes out of your pocket.
所以同样是一个房子，它是资产还是负债，取决于它能够是不是能够把给你带来收入，还是把你的收入从你的钱包里取走。
So I am not saying don't buy a house. I'm very simply don't say don't call a liability an asset because that is using the wrong words, not financially intelligent.
所以我要讲的不是说你们不要买房子，我只是跟你们说不要简单的把它说成是资产还是负债，因为如果你们要这样说的话，就又用错了词汇了。
The point I want to make here is this, that if something is an asset or liability, it has nothing to do with the object.
我想在这里指出的最关键的一点就是，这个东西它是资产还是负债，并不在于它是什么。
Let me ask you this, is gold an asset or liability?
我来问大家，黄金它是资产还是负债呢？
How many people think gold is an asset?
有多少人认为黄金是资产？举手。
How many think gold is a liability?
又有多少人认为黄金是负债呢？
It has nothing to do with gold.
这和黄金本身没有关系。
See, if you had bought gold in 1979, you would have paid $800 US for an ounce.
如果你是在1970年代买黄金的话，一盎司你要付$800。
So if you had bought it at 800 and you sold today at 280, then you're the liability.
当时你花$800买的盎司，买的一盎司呢，今天要卖出去就只有$220，这就是负债。
If I buy a car and I rent the car to a taxi.
如果我买一辆轿车，把这个轿车租给一个出租司机，这样能够给我带来收入，这就是资产。
But if I use the car for myself, that car is a liability.
如果我把这辆汽车留下来自用的话，这就是负债。
The point here is this, it has nothing to do with the thing you buy, it has to do with your financial intelligence.
所以呢，一个东西是资产还是负债，和它本身是什么没有关系，和你的财商有关。
So please take a moment and discuss the differences between assets and liabilities, and that it has nothing to do with what you buy, it has to do with how smart you are.
所以请大家花很短的很短的时间来讨论一下资产和负债的区别，这和你买什么东西没有关系，这和你有多么聪明有关系。
Please take 30 seconds.
再给大家30秒。